never bite my finger, can you?
In one sense, the Gospels seek to answer only one question. Who is this Jesus of Nazareth? Or another way of phrasing the question, what does the life of this Jesus of Nazareth mean? And ultimately, the answer to that question is found in the suffering, the dying, the rising, and the ascending of the Lord. Jesus of Nazareth is the reconciling love of God present in the created universe. And by his suffering and dying, by his being raised to life, and by his being lifted up, he draws all that is into union with God. That, in a nutshell, is the whole meaning of the gospel. Now, those evangelists, they used specific language to describe this Jesus and the work of this Jesus. And that language involved images of being raised up. For in Jesus being lifted up, all of creation is lifted up. And for Jesus to be lifted up is for all of creation to be reconciled and brought into union with God. So it was in the third chapter of St. John's Gospel when Jesus talks to Nicodemus. He says, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that all might have faith in him. And a little later on in that same chapter, he says, when the Son of Man is lifted up, he will draw all things to himself. It is Jesus' description of his death. It is Jesus' description of Good Friday. It is Jesus' description of the cross. That in the cross, all reconciliation takes place. Then in the third chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, as Peter is preaching to that crowd gathered outside the house on Pentecost Day, Peter says, this Jesus of Nazareth has been raised up by God. And a little later on in the 10th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, where Peter is in the house of Cornelius, he says to Cornelius and his household, this Jesus of Nazareth whom you crucified has been raised up by the power of God. For the evangelist, the Easter mystery is also the lifting up, the being raised up. That in that Easter mystery, in that Easter event, everything that is brought into union with God. And then in today's scripture reading, after he had said these words to his disciples, he was lifted up in their sight. Once again, in his being lifted up, everything that is lifted, raised, united, reconciled with God. That's what this feast is about. the Feast of the Ascension, the Feast of Easter, the celebration of Good Friday, it's all the same. It's all one. It's just viewed from a different vantage point. There is only one Lord. There is only one existence of Jesus. There is only one purpose for Jesus. There is only one identity for Jesus. He is the reconciling love of God with a human face. But it doesn't stop there. Jesus says to his disciples, "Now you go forth, you announce this good news to all people." That you and I, as disciples of the Lord, we are called, we are sent. We are to be witnesses of that reconciling love of God in Jesus Christ. But the final words of St. Mark's Gospel assure us that we don't do that alone. In those final words of the Gospel, we're told that those disciples, those 11, proclaimed the good news everywhere. And the Lord worked with them, confirming their message by the signs that accompanied it. So you and I, in the words we speak, the way we live, the deeds we do, we are to be witnesses of that reconciling love of God. And we don't do it on our own hook. We do it with the Lord. The Lord works with us. That tremendous truth that there is no separation between God and creature, that there is no alienation between creator and creation, that there is reconciliation and the bond of love between God and creature. That truth is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the human face of the reconciling love of God. You and I, as were those disciples of his own day, you and I are called to do just that, to do what he did, to be in our lives, in our words, in our deeds, proclamations of God's reconciling love. That's the celebration that takes place week after week at the table of the Lord. We are drawn into, if you will, the Good Friday experience, the Easter morning experience, and the Ascension experience. Those three great moments, all of which reflect the lifting up and the reconciling of all with God. As we come today, it is with that faith that we enter in to that very mystery of God's love.